morning. Good morning. How's everyone this morning? Welcome to Circles of Prosperity with Dr. Reggie and Cynthia Johnson, and this is a terrific Thursday. Terrific Thursday. Wow. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our morning prayer. How are you this morning, Dr. Reggie? Hold on. You're on the air now. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
That was close,
thank
huh?
you, Father, this morning. Yes, it's very good this morning. It feels mm-hmm. good. I'm excited about this evening's meditation.
Yes.
But I'll tell you this. I'll start the morning prayer. Heavenly Father and Mother, God and Goddess, who rules over everything, help us to rule over ourselves, never forgetting who you are in us, and that we do all things through you. We have our movement and our life and our being and a consciousness way beyond this world's existence. We live well. We live prosperously, physically, emotionally, always well in you, as long as you remember whose we are. The only living parent in the universe that created all things. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We never forget. Every cell of our being gives thanks to you. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. It is so weird how that music just comes in sometimes, but it always sounds so pretty when you're in your prayer, Dr. Reggie.
Music of your life.
The music of your life. It's a bug in the software, guys. I apologize for it. I've made them aware of it, but it is a blessing. How did you guys enjoy Michael Beckwith's little piece? I think it's called The Mystic Chord yesterday. I just think it's so delicious. The words are so beautiful, and it's so appropriate for our journey this morning. It's 11 minutes long, so I didn't play the whole piece, but I hope you enjoyed it. Today, I do want to remind you that tonight is a very special Thursday night meditation at our home, because we're going to honor Dr. Reggie for his birthday. So if I sent out a voicemail yesterday, but if you didn't receive it, I'm telling you today, if you would like to attend, please call the toll-free number, which is 800-401-8129 to RSVP. We start promptly at 7, so I'm asking you to come a little bit before 7 so that you don't arrive during our opening prayer. Anyway, it'll be a fun time to honor him and to celebrate his life and what a beautiful light he brings into the world. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. The other thing I wanted to share with you, if any of you may, I don't know if any of you know this or not, but Dr. Reggie is extremely intuitive and he does readings. He has half-hour sessions and full one-hour sessions. Many people that have read with him say, oh, my God, this is beyond a psychic reading. I don't like to say that he's psychic because he really deals with your soul. And what he has this unique ability to tap into what's going on with you emotionally, but more important, spiritually, and to gently guide you into that alignment with oneness, with your divinity. And if you, he has some mentoring programs, if you're really serious about developing spiritually, I encourage you to do the mentoring programs because I think you get two sessions per month. They're 45-minute sessions. And I believe, What I think the price is $150 for the two sessions. Is that right, Dr. Reggie?
Yes.
Which is his 1 hour session is $150. So you're getting almost 2 1-hour sessions for that price if you do, and that's a monthly commitment. So and you really need to commit for about for a 3 month period. So I encourage you to do that. That's it's just a wonderful experience. We just had a client to do a boot camp with him for 20 days. And, oh, my gosh, she made that financial commitment, and she grew tremendously. She just grew tremendously. It wasn't easy for Dr. Reggie. But, you know, you might want to talk to him about a boot camp as well. It's just if you're hurting and you want to grow past it, it's an intensive. And that boot, so I suggest that you talk to him about the boot camp. And if you have questions about it, just call our toll-free number, which is 800-401-8129. Okay, so we're going to go into Chapter 12, and I'm kind of taking my time this morning because Chapter 12 is all of 2 pages. It's kind of cute how she did this. And it's called, so I want you guys to be prepared to talk. This is Talking Thursday, okay? We're going to share today. Chapter 12 is The Elusive Dream That Is Reality. This dream, the elusive dream that we call reality, this is the moment you have awaited since time immemorial. Your consciousness stands on the threshold of a radical shift for which you have been preparing for lifetimes. You sense that you are at a place of completion with your major life issues. You are able to identify the patterns and the themes that have surfaced again and again in the dramas of your daily life. And you sense unquestionably that something has shifted in the very depths of your being. The shift is subtle, barely perceptible, yet it is undeniable. The energy flows easily, and resistance is nowhere to be found. You are a pioneer in uncharted territory, yet you are most assuredly not alone. For you experience the connectedness from within that could only be divine. You are at a place of oneness with all creation. You have passed the point of no return on your sacred journey. And you have surrendered totally to the momentum that carries you effortlessly. Your life has become a joyous celebration, a gift you have given to yourself. This is the moment. This is the moment that you recognize what has been there all along. This is the state of being, eternally present in consciousness, that is crystallizing into form. You have given definition to your heart's desire. And now, all that remains is your experience of it. The elusive dream described above is, in fact, your reality. It has already happened. Now all that remains, quite literally, is your experience of it. And perhaps you wonder in this moment how much longer the dream will remain just out of reach. And the answer is, as long as you wish it to be. As long as you continue to tell yourself that you're almost there, almost, but not quite. You sustain the experience of the eternally unattainable dream. But in fact, the dream is happening in your reality right now. And the way to be present in it is by being present in it right now. You do not require anyone's assessment of your progress or anyone's permission to be instantaneously living the dream. All that is required is to know that you are already there.
Amen.
Amen. It's a short, sweet chapter. And hopefully, it has zapped some of you that you are already living your dream. The question is, what did you dream? What did you dream? Because you're manifesting it right now. That's powerful. That is so powerful. Dr. Reggie, what hit you when you heard that? Because I heard you going,
What hit me was the nursery rhyme, row, row, row your boat, gently down the stream, which is this life. And don't forget, merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream.
Wow.
You're in this boat, you're in this life, and we're in the stream. And it just testifies to who we are and what we're doing. And now is all there is in eternity.
Wow. You know, the other thing about that song is that they use the word stream, which has a current, which in oneness they call a momentum. You know, and your boat floats and flows with that river down that flows with that stream, and it picks up its momentum. And that's how our life is. That's what they're saying our life is like, that we're in harmony with that flow, with that stream, with that vibration, and it carries us through this lifetime. But the question still comes up, what are you dreaming? Press 1 on your telephone keypad to join our conversation this morning. I'm also going to put the chat line up. Anyone want to share a dream today? I guess everyone is still asleep.
Or they're trying to figure out what their dream is in this life and where they want to be engineered.
I know. I know who always has a fabulous dream. Charm, are you there?
Yes.
I love your dreams. You want to share? I'm picking on you this morning.
I know. I actually had a crazy dream last night. I really care not to share that one. I was trying to think of an old one that keeps recurring. But I did have this one dream that I really did want to find out what it means. And,
Dr. Reggie, hold on 1 second. Will you do a dream interpretation for us this
morning? Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Great. Okay, I was in this dream, and the part that stood out to me was a scene. Of course, my dream before that was like fabulous, everything's going good and great. But this part of the dream that stuck out, I ended up being in this like a big F-150 blue truck, and it was like I wanted to get out of it. And when it stopped, it was like I got out and started walking out of it before it completely stopped. It was like I just stopped and the car door, I was walking out, and then I noticed that the truck was still behind me. But I was walking fine, and it wasn't like I rolled or anything. I just stopped and walked out of the truck, and I see the part of the truck just right there and shining. But I didn't go back in it, no. And that was like the end of the dream. What would that mean? But a sudden,
the interesting thing about it, do you know what color the truck was?
Blue. It was blue.
Okay. Everything in the dream has a meaning.
Yeah.
Everything in the dream, first of all, the truck represents life itself, spirit travel. Any automobile or car or house or anything that you ride in means the stream of life where you're going. The fact that it's S150, the numbers have a meaning to 155 and 106. You're creating something in this life. What are you really, Felicity has this message this morning, because what are you creating right now? What do you really want? And the truck is still behind you. Your dream is still behind you. Whatever you place in this life is still there. And it's up to you to give it life, to make it move. It just will happen by itself. You have to engineer it with your mind. That's one thing. And getting out of it and looking at your life as this truck is behind you. And blue means protection. You're always protected. When you have blue, it's the color of Angel Michael. You are always protected on the energy line of blue. It always means protection. And you're always guided. You can always feel things. You should be feeling someone with you, even though you may not see them. Because that's the energy
that's
of God.
That's
when
he was driving the truck. I'm sorry.
Right.
Somebody else was on the truck. I came out the passenger side.
Exactly.
But I don't know who that person was.
And you didn't see the face, right? You won't see, because it's something beside you and inside of you, guiding you in this life. That's the God force. That's what it means, that you're never alone. You are never alone. You have a coexistent partner with you. That's your God self.
Yeah.
It's your soul. So it's a very powerful dream. It's a very spiritual one. So I'm really glad you had it, because it'll let you know who you are.
Well, I have power. I just have to guide it. That's what it means.
You're always in God. What did you say?
I said, so I have the power to bring life to my dreams.
You have the power inside of you, not just your ego self, but your God self. You engineer it by being in this life, being in this space. You have a powerful energy to say, you know what, this is great. I thank you, God, for the power. Let me know what I need to do in this dream and outside of this dream. There's a fire burning that I need to take to guide me. And replenish me, and to purge me, and to renew me. That's a powerful life. I'm the spark in this life. The invisible God that you can't see is really your higher self. That's the God imprint in you. And it gives you something to travel with in dreamscape. We're in a powerful place to recognize yourself and what you're doing, and to thank God for it. And you'll be guided all the way, each time. Every time you're grateful, it gives you another step to go on. Towards your real goal. That's a great dream. It's a powerful one. Powerful dream.
Wow. That's a treat this morning. You know what I really love, Reggie, is how you said there's someone there protecting you, and how all of a sudden she realized, you know, I got out of the passenger side.
Right.
Our dreams, even on a subconscious level, our dreams are revealing to us that we are creating our reality. And it's showing us where we're stuck sometimes, or the what's weighing heavily on us. And it's a secret. They are the secret guidance. Is that what you have? I mean, it's our secret guide, our secret help. Is that how you would describe it, Dr. Reggie?
Yes, I would. That the invisible help is always there, never leaving her.
Mm-hmm.
Letting her know the thing that she wants so badly, that she's really holding on to so badly. I want to have that for you, too. I want to bring it into your experience and to manifest it for you. Just don't try so hard. Just allow me to do my work. You take one step, I'll take two.
Wow. So that really means that we need to trust and trust and have faith in faith, doesn't it?
Right. Yes.
Okay. You know, guys, they're telling us right now that we are living the dream right now. We are living the dream right now. Anyone else this morning would like to share a dream? No? Come on, you guys make the show this morning because the chapter was so short. Is this something that you want to ask a question about? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. See, I know I have a lot of people that call in and then and fall asleep. Good morning. 0411, you're on the air.
Greetings, how y'all doing?
We're wonderful. Anthony, how are you this morning?
Oh, great. I'm here moving about. I have to get out of here earlier today than normal, and I missed some of the call, but I just got in on the tail end of Dr. Reggie interpreting dreams.
Yes.
And I have them all the time. My question is because when you have them, sometimes they're right there in your mind, right there fresh. And mm-hmm. if you don't write them down, sometimes they go. And then sometimes something will spark the remembrance of them and they'll come right to me. This is clear and vivid. Mm-hmm. Dr. Reggie, what is your take on that and how can I help the process? Because I dream all the time.
Yes, it's good. People say they forget their dreams, but they really don't. If you really sleep with a pen and paper by your side, and write them down, and that's the key thing you said just now. That's very powerful. They help imagineer and engineer what you're doing in this waking life. Dreamscape is a deep subconscious place in the recesses of mind. And they're always to help you, and they're always in symbols. That's the most powerful thing. The dream you remember last and most vividly, I call it an astral dream. You travel outside of your body like you always do anyway, but this one is one for marking down to remember specifically what you're trying to do and what you're trying to achieve as a dream in the waking world. For example, if you dream about, oh, my God, I was in this place, I don't know where I was a little boy, blah, blah, blah. That keeps coming back to you and recurring because there's a message that they don't want you to ignore, that the universe doesn't want you to ignore, to pay attention to. It's for your higher living and for your betterment. For upward mobility in this life. And all we can help you. One lady had a dream. I went to apartment 500. I told her, do you play numbers? She said, oh, I do. I said, play the lottery. And she won $5,000. So everything has a meaning. It sounds crazy, but it has a meaning.
No, I know.
Every little thing.
It's true.
It's amazing. It does. And it's very powerful.
That is so true. What about when others tell you they had a dream about you? Is that interpretation?
A lot of times
that?
They're connecting from a soul force from another time. Normally and most often it's dealing with a message they have for you and with you in another time, or the bond is strengthened between you and that person in this life for a reason. You're going to help them, they're going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
A very powerful one. Now, they're dealing with emotional stuff. It could be, you know, psycho, emotional, or sexual, whatever it is. Whatever it is, listen to what they said in the dream, how they dreamt about you, and what they want to happen in that dream. It could be selfish, could be a wider motive. Whatever it is, you and that person have a connection, whether in this life or the life that just passed, before this life came into being.
I get that. I get that because the key thing is, you mentioned it, if I write it down,
mm-hmm.
every word that we use have life and they have power within themselves.
Yes, absolutely.
Because there's a world within every word. And
mm-hmm.
it is. I mean, you look at the sky. What is within the sky? What does that consist of? That's a world within the sky itself. It's a world within one little bubble.
The elements of air is the energy. The elements, the clouds. And the science knows that all kinds of clouds. There's nimbostratus energy. There's
right.
Stratosphere. Everything is up in the clouds for a reason. The reason
right.
it's blue
right.
is for a reason with the ocean. You're right about that. Everything is a world for itself. So it's very powerful. Always.
Can
like,
you hear Dr. Reggie?
Yes, I
Anthony.
Can.
Anthony?
Yes, I can hear clearly. Yes. So with that, you said a key point. The key is to, and I have, but I need to be more consistent at doing so. And just having something.
And to remember,
I usually always have something right next to me, but I just need to just get in the frame of just always looking to look forward to them and just writing them down, because just in the words it's used, the subconscious, I tell you, it's amazing. The subconscious will bring it to you or lead you to the answer that you're seeking from whatever it is that it is sharing with you. Just by the word.
Always.
Just always. It never fails. I mean, somebody can
That's
say
true.
Something. You could just go on traveling. You could see something. It just is. It never sleeps. It never
it
sleeps.
Amazing. Because that's the subconscious responsible for the autonomic body system, for your.
What's that term again? I'm sorry, I missed that term. You said the autonomic what?
Automatic. In terms of going to the bathroom, elimination, heart beating, blood cell formation, healing, all those things are in the subconscious mind. Just look.
And you mentioned a term that I hadn't heard in a while. You mentioned a term, automatic or automated, or what was that term again?
You tell him. I'm
sorry, you're breaking up. I'm sorry, Dr.
Elizabeth.
Autonomic. Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, autonomic. Mm-hmm. Those are processes
mm-hmm.
of the body, things that happen automatically, but they're not
yes.
automatic. It happens in the subconscious region of mind. A
right.
book I would recommend everybody to read. When I met Cynthia, it's a book called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. This book is an incredible book.
I got one of Joseph Murphy's books. It's the one that's got the same one I have.
It probably is. It's called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind.
Oh, yeah, I had that book. I've been there.
That's the one.
Yes, it is. It's a good one, too. Yes, it
amazing.
Is. Yes, it
you
is.
You read that
it
book,
is.
You should never be depressed in your life again.
Yes, I like the stories that it gives and
yes.
What have you. I
great
I
illustration.
It yes, it does. It has. Yes, it has. Yes,
very good.
Thank
you, Anthony, for that beautiful contribution.
Well, thank
really
you for
that.
And, in the near future, I'm looking forward to one-on-one in terms of reading my
email. I am,
I'm
too.
Looking forward to it. I'm looking forward
absolutely.
To it.
Absolutely. It'll be a blessing. It'll be a blessing.
It is. It already is. It already is.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, that's the book that changed my life forever. I will never forget it. And you referred me to that book, Dr. Reggie.
I know.
That was out. That was the first book on your list that you gave me. Okay. Anyone else this morning? Press 1 on your telephone keypad, or if you're on our chat line, let me know if you have a dream. We're talking about dreams this morning, and the reason we're talking about dreams is because. In our book study, we're learning that the elusive dream is our reality. So we're actually getting into the dreams of the subconscious mind, but they are just a reflection of what we're going through, what we're feeling, our emotions, and they give us signs of the path that we should take. So that's why we moved into it. But whatever we're dreaming is creating our reality. That's the lesson that we're learning, that what we're dreaming creates our reality. Even those daydreams, those fantasies that your parents used to say, stop daydreaming, stop having all these fantasies. That is your creative power that creates your reality. And so the question this morning that we're asking you is, what are you dreaming? Look at your life. Look at the things you are experiencing. And then link it back to what you dream about. What do you daydream about? What are you fantasizing about? Is it manifesting? And if it's something that's uncomfortable, if you're experiencing something uncomfortable in your life, then you have spent time in fearful thoughts and images. And that's what you're experiencing. So, Dr. Reggie, how do we shift? How do we make the shift from going from fear into faith?
One thing, an important element, I'm glad you said that, because one thing that's very important and critical to shifting or the shifting experience is what you are exposed to every day and in your waking state and in your sleeping state. I tell people as much as you can during the day, something that's very positive for you to always expose yourself to. Your eyes are the cameras. It gets synthesized into feeling nature. Read something very positive, something fun, Bible, whatever your scripture is, a positive book, that's important. At night, before going to bed, the most powerful time to access the realm of mind when you're sleeping, and for other people to influence you, both those who are living and those who are not here, always do something at night to get your mind situated for shifting into a positive state before dreaming. For example, no news stories about murder and rape and abduction and people disappearing and childhood stuff, none of that, because that's in the subconscious mind. Waking or sleeping is not good for you because you can carry those things into dreamscape. If you can't help something, for example, a bad dream and you had a good day and something bad comes up, look at what it means to you. Write them down, all the elements, and look at all the key elements. This happened to me. I was floating, I was dying, I was taken away. Look at all those things. They're not meaning that you're dying. Something else is happening in your life, like you could take care of in your life. That's what it means. There's something you're overlooking, a very important component or element in your life that you need to pay attention to. That's the thing that's important. And it's never there to harm you. It's there to wake you up. Wake you up in the dream, right? In your waking state, to be aware of something. Get the confidence you need by listening to it and facing it, fearing nothing.
You know, we are designed, perfectly designed for survival. Even in our dreams are instructing us how to survive, how to overcome, how to be victorious in life. Isn't that powerful?
Yes.
We come equipped with everything that we need. If you are, you can see that dreams really can be very, very powerful if they're interpreted. And I love you, Dr. Reggie, but you're totally awesome with it. This is a gift, an anointing that you have. But if any of you are interested in getting your dreams interpreted, I know that Dr. Reggie does those, and it's only $45 for a dream interpretation, and they're extremely powerful. So that might be something. You can just call our toll-free number, which is 800-401-8129, or email me at cynthia.johnson@circlesofprosperity.com, and I will book you a dream interpretation reading with Dr. Reggie. It'd be awesome. Anyone else has a dream that they want to share this morning? Or get an interpretation. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Oh. Good morning. Are you driving this morning? 8916. If you don't answer, I'm assuming that you're driving. This is Ronitha, Reggie.
Oh.
Yeah, you're on the air, Ronitha. She has us on mute. I know she's driving.
Oh, bless her heart.
I ran her off the call.
Well, she's a great person because she called me one time for several things. And it worked for her. She had a dream. I told her what I thought it meant. And she's one of those people. Went to the liquor store. I just gave me one of the tickets and won $3,000 right there on the spot.
Yeah.
So you never know. When you have a dream, it leads you to somewhere to do something. So I'm glad she called me, and she's glad, too, because I told her also about the new apartment and job promotion. And all those things have come true for her. So dreams are very important.
Yeah.
She's out in Texas. She's a wonderful person, a wonderful spirit.
She's totally awesome. We just had a person to log in. Question. Hey, Ronitha, you're back. Listen, if you want to talk to Dr. Reggie, press 1 on your telephone keypad. I bet you press star 6. Press 1. Hello, question is in the chat room, and we have Phoenix Light in the chat room. I just want to let them know that we're talking about dreams this morning. If you have a question, you can please go ahead and type it, and I'll share it with Dr. Reggie. Anyone else with a dream to share this morning? They're awfully quiet, Dr. Reggie.
It's okay. Those things happen sometimes. Some dreams people don't want to expose all the elements of their dream, and that's okay. That's confidential. Some people need it privately. If they want to do that, that's fine, too. It's okay.
Okay. All righty. Well, we're going to go ahead, and if no one else has anything to share this morning, we're going to go ahead and move into our closing prayer. And what we're going to do, Dr. Reggie, I'd like just like for us to send a blessing to everyone and let them hold their deepest desire in their heart, and that you send a blessing to them. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this yet a beautiful day. No matter what the day holds for us, we know that it holds a wonderful opportunity for us to share, to learn, to witness who you are in us, and to grow, especially in the element of love that rules this universe. I send out from myself an affirmative energy of prayer and blessing for everybody listening. Everybody listening to Prosperity Radio, Circles of Prosperity, will be in the circle of blessing. Circles represent eternity. We thank you that the spiral universe represents our place in this eternal field of consciousness. We're on the leading edge and standing at the threshold of evolvement and ascendancy. And we thank you for that energy, that we are aware of it and we are always awake in the waking dream. We thank you for the energy of love and light and peace for everybody listening. May they be eternally blessed right here and right now to help them understand who they are in their levels of ascendancy and in prayer and in their dreamscape. They escape to be you, to be with you and be as you. We believe it is so in our waking life and in all eternity. And so it is.
And so it is. Oh, we just got a question. And I want to ask from the chat room, can I share it with you, Dr. Reggie?
Yes, please.
I'm sorry. It just came in. She says, our question says, is it possible that we are all having a shared dream about three-dimensional space-time so we can learn about oneness through a dream about separation?
Yes. Those people who are tuned into the energy, the people who are definitely tuned in, even listening to this Circle of Prosperity lesson, you are attracted to it by the magnetic force of your own being as soul, and you're in a field of energy as an aggregate consciousness connected to all the other people of understanding and wisdom and connectivity in that same atmospheric dream. You're all initiates in God, always ascending, always spiraling upward. The energy of God. Yes, we are. And we are all connected anyway in this whole big thing called life, which is a huge illusional dream. We are all connected. We experience one thing shifting from moment to moment in understanding and understanding and understanding. That is God energy in us. We're all connected anyway. You're more connected with the energy of understanding who we are in one field of consciousness. Understanding oneness about God as you, working as you right here and right now. You connect with other souls. That's why people tell me when people die, they have a out-of-body experience or a near-death experience. They said, oh, my God, I saw all these people walking around, and I was with so-and-so, a bunch of group of us who understood. Other people were walking, not knowing where they were going, bumping into each other because they're not in alignment. So thank God that you get this lesson right now in your present eternity. Yes, we are connected.
Right. Okay, so according to our text that we're in our book study that we're doing, and even what you're saying, is that we are all connected anyway, but we collect together based on our energy vibration. So having a shared dream means that we're all in this same frequency and come together. So in Circles of Prosperity, people who tune into Circles of Prosperity, they are a vibrational match with everyone else. They're all on the same frequency, and they're getting that lesson that they need at that point to move them into their divinity, to move into ascension. You're all in like the 12th grade, graduating together. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Vibrational frequency is very real.
It is.
Everything in vibration, even the energy of God, is a vibratory energy. It's the supreme vibratory energy that created all other vibratory energy. And you're connected to that source. When we forget, we lose our connection. We forget, we have to remember that we are all one anyway. And oneness is there to let you know that the oneness of God and all spirits, you are connected to everything in nature and outside of the galactic force of nature. Yes, we are.
Wow. So she's saying, this is awesome. I don't know why I'm calling you a woman. You're probably a man. Shared dream called the human experience.
Yes.
A shared dream is called the human.
Yes,
exactly.
It is.
Yes. And that's what this topic was about today, was that what you experience in life, you are creating from your dreams, from your thoughts. You're daily creating your experience. And that's why we ask the question, what are you dreaming? Because that is going to dictate to you what you are experiencing in life. Okay, we're going to go ahead and close out. Dr. Reggie has already done our closing prayer, but I'm so excited that we have people in the chat room today. That I had to share that with them and answer their questions. So we thank you for joining us this morning and hope you join us again. We're here every weekday morning at 7 a.m., from 7 a.m. to 7:45. If no one else has a question, we're going to end our show a little early today. Press one on your
telephone. Thank you, Cynthia. You've been a major blessing to the Circles of Prosperity as its founder and its facilitator, and we thank you and everybody who calls in. We always honor them.
Oh,
it's the badge of honor that they are as spirits and ambassadors for the Christ consciousness. We thank them, and all the people in the chat room thank them too.
Thank you. Oh, they're waving and they're sending flowers, and it's just cool. All right, well, we'll talk to you later, Dr. Ray. We're closing out now.
All right.
God bless you.
Everyone.
Don't forget to join us tonight for 30-night meditation. We're going to be honoring Dr. Reggie. God bless.